Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf mem tes. We're starting on mem ches omid beis, six lines from the bottom of the omid. And as you recall, the focus of yesterday's daf, and we're going to continue to discuss at some length in today's daf, is what we started the perek with, that ezel mekoymin shul zvachim, kodshe kadushim, shchitoson bat sofai. When it comes to kodshe kudushim, the Shechita is on the Tzofen side of the Azara. Mendy pointed out to me that it's Merumas in this week's Sedra, meaning yesterday's Sedra that we learned, Parshas Lech Lecha, because it says in the Pasuk, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, spoke to Avraham Avinu, Achre hi porid loit me'imoi, son ne'enecho ure'ei min amokam asher ato sham, tzofoina v'negba v'keidma v'yama. Go and take a look at Eretz Yisrael. Look to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Says the Baal HaTurim, it's interesting that later on, when we talk about Yaakov Avinu, there the Pasuk does not refer to the four directions in that order, but rather, by Yaakov it says, Yoma V'Keima V'Tzafoina V'Negba. Why here does it begin Tzafoina V'Negba? Says the Baal HaTurim, because later in the parasha we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that the schus that we're going to hold Eretz Yisrael is b'schus the karbanois. Says Baal HaTurim, L'Avraham hischa l'haris l'ischus har karbanois shenishchotin b'tzofoin. Since the Kodshi Kudushim are all shechted in tzofoin, and since Parsha is the first one where we have some inkling, some introduction to the Parsha of karbanois, that's why we start off with tzofoina. And that's what the discussion was in yesterday's Gemara, and we'll continue into today's Gemara. So what does it say in today's Gemara? Yesterday we spoke at great length about the mokoyer that a chatos has to be betzofain. And you'll recall we said that the original mokoyer that a chatos has to be betzofain is because it says that you're supposed to shech the chatos bim koima oila. So that means that oil is kind of the granddaddy, that's the makar, for the Kodshi Kudushim being geshochten in Tzofain. Everybody kindly put yourselves on mute, because there's some background noise. Thank you very much, everyone. Anyway, so, if you recall, just going back to Mem Ches Omer Aleph, at the very, very top of the Omid, we quoted from the Mishnah about the Par V'Sor Shuyem Kippurim, which, as you know, are Chato'ois. And the Gemara said, "Mechzi tzofoin ba'oiluksiv." After all, the whole makoyer of chatas being betzofoin, it's a derivative of the oila, the carbon oila. What does it say in the pasuk? The top Rashi and Mem Ches Amar Aleph quotes the pasuk. The shochad oisai. We're talking about an oila shechter al yerach hamizbeach tzofoin alifnei Hashem. And then when it comes to the chatas, it says, that being the case, so the mokar is tzofoin, is by the oila, and we learn the chatos from the oila. See, Morrison, mechti tzofoin ba'oilaksiv, nisni oila bereisha. Why doesn't the Mishnah begin talking about the oila as opposed to talking about the chatos, since this happens to be the source? So, the Gemara gave a teretz. Anyway, we're getting back now to oila. And we're six lines from the bottom of Mem Ches Amid Beis. And the Gemara says, Ashkechon Shechita Be'oila. Le Mitzvah. Clearly the Torah says, when you shech the carbon oila, the pasuk that we quoted, V'shachar Oisoi Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoina Lefnei Hashem. Now, no question about it, you got to do B'tzofoi. The question is this just a Mitzvah L'chadchila? Or is this also Mi'akev? What happens if the Shoichet shecht it? The carbon oila elsewhere in the Azara, for instance, in the Doraim side, not in the Tzofen side. Would that be ma'akev? Says Yimori, yes, it would be ma'akev, it would passel the carbon. How do you know? Ashkechon shechita ba'oila le'mitzvah, kabbalah nami le'mitzvah. We also brought yesterday two makoyrois, that the kabbalah also has to be b'tzofen, not b'dorim. Of course, on a technical level, a practical level, it's difficult to contemplate a shechita b'tzofain and a kabbalah b'dorim. But as we've explained before, as the Mefarshim say, you could have that the shoichet is shechting right over the border between the north and the south, and where the neck is extended and where it's being geshochten, that's towards the southern direction, so that the dam is spurting out from the north into the south. At least conceptually, this is the way it could be done. Says Yimar, no. Just like the chit is betzofin, the Kabbalah also has to be betzofin. So Yimar says, Ashkhan shchita v'kabbalah. Start again. Ashkhan shchita ba'oila le'mitzvah, Kabbalah nami le'mitzvah, Ashkhan. Shchita v'kabbalah li'ake mi nolan. Where do we find that shchita v'kabbalah is even ma'ake, if it has to be on the tzofin side? Omer v'arabar havavi seymer rabba bar shila, kavachayimah. What's the kavachayim? Madach chatas. Haboa mikoyach oila. Chatas, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the chatas has to be betzofin. Each time it says that the chatas should be geshochten memakam oila. So therefore, chatas is just a derivative. It's a law made from the major makar, which is the oil. Nevertheless, mi'akevis. We said in the Gemara yesterday that the three separate psukim by korban chatas, in particular too by the Seir Nasi, and because of the duplication in Psukim, we know when it comes to Kodshim, Shona Lova Kosov Li'akev, by repeating it, the Torah means to say, and I mean it, not just L'chat Chila, but it's Ma'akev. Oh, so the whole Koyich of Chatos comes from Sishtamt, from Oila. So Oila Sheba Chatos Mi Koyicha, Ein Adin Shema'akeves. See, Morris says a very, very simple kalvachimer. Chatos, which is derivative of oila, not only is it a mitzvah, but it's ma'akev. So since the granddaddy, the makar, the source of chatos is from oila, then the chavad and oila certainly should go and be ma'akev. Says Yimora, okay, it's a good kalvachimer. However, like every kalvachimer, if I have a pircha, ma'alachatos shekim mechaperes ha'chayav ikrisis. The reason why chatos is such a hakpoda of the Torah, and if the Rebbeinu Shalom, that it has to be dafke b'tzofin, because chatas does wonders. It's mechaper al chayav krisus. Masha ein ken oil is not mechaper al chayav krisus. So therefore, maybe the Torah doesn't require it to be ma'akev. Om revina hokashalei l'ravada barahava. Klum matzinu tofel chomer min ha'ikar. So what the Gemara is explaining is, this is not just a kal v'chomer based on general logic from the kal to the chomer, like you find the color terakula, but this is much, much stronger. What he's saying is, how would I ever have known anything about chatas? It's all because of the oila. And now you're going to go and tell me the chatas, the din is not only the tzemitzah, but it's even ma'akev. Wouldn't you think that at the very, very least, that the oila should also be at least ma'akev? Because after all, how can you have the tofel be stronger than the ikker? How can you have the ben being stronger than the av? This is a derivative. And nevertheless, you're saying it's ma'akev, it's a chavada, but that's ma'akev. So this svara is a very good svara, but the Gemara is now going to bring two or three different rayas that we don't necessarily say that svara. Where? Omali ma'azut abreid ameri v'ravina v'loi v'ari ma'asa. Ma'asa that we're talking about is the top of the amid, talking about ma'asa shiny. Everybody knows that if you do not want to go and schlep all the Masa Sheni from a faraway distance to Yerushalayim, the trader says, you have an Eitzah. You can go and be paid it, and then take the money up to Yerushalayim. And then, of course, buy food items there, etc. Now, what happens if you went and brought the Masa Sheni itself to Yerushalayim, and unfortunately it became Tomei in Yerushalayim? You cannot eat it now that it's Tomei, so what should I do? You can be poida in Yerushalayim. Normally, regular Masa Sheni can only be poida outside Yerushalayim. Once it goes into the boundaries of Yerushalayim, then it's like it's klita, klita kemusha hunchadamia. That's really an expression which is used, Gabi Hilcha Shabbos, but here it comes colored, it becomes absorbed in Yerushalayim. You can no longer remove it from Yerushalayim. There's no purpose in being poided. You're in Yerushalayim, you have your Masa Sheni, go and eat it. What happens, however, that Masa Sheni became Tomei. So you're allowed to go and be poided. How do I know you're allowed to be poided? Rashi brings this in the Gemara in Bav Metzia. It says in the Pasuk, Kilei Suchal Se'esai. Posh Pshat Se'esai means it's too far, I can't carry it so far. It's too expensive to carry it so far. However, the word Se'es also has another connotation. Seis is also called Achila. Where do we find Achila? By the brothers of Yosef, for Yisa Masois Meis Panav, that each one of them got a package, a care package of food from Yosef, and therefore it refers to that as Masois, and that's similar to the word Seisoi. Therefore Chazal say that if in Yerushalayim you cannot eat it, because it became Tomei, you can go and be Hoide in Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara, v'ilakuach b'kesem maser, ein nifta. What happens if the derivative of that original maser sheni, in other words, the original maser sheni was chitim, you went and sold that, you got $100 for it, with that $100 you went and bought now oranges, and you're eating it in Yerushalayim, and those oranges unfortunately became tamei. What do you do now? Well, I would have thought if you can go and be poyed in the maser sheni, you should certainly be able to be poyed in the derivative of the oranges. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds nishtasoi, that now we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas maser sheni, where you would expect it, halakuach b'kesef maser, in other words, not the original wheat in our example, the chitim, but the oranges, shenitma, which became tomei, yifta, says the Tana Kami, you can be poyed. In other words, the same thing as regular maser sheni. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, yikover. You cannot go and be poyed it, you have to go and bury it. Whew, I don't believe this. After all, this lakua pekesa masa, this is only a derivative of the original masa sheni. If you tell me the original masa sheni, you can be poyed the bitumasai, then certainly you should be able to be poyed the lakua pekesa masa when it becomes tamei. So you see, sometimes you do have a case where the tofel is greater than the ikker, the lomate is greater than the melamate. Says you might not, you have no right. Hossam, loyalima kedushaselim mitfas pidyoine. The reason why over there, the kuch, I guess, the master, sheni contribute, huda, ye cover, you cannot be poided. That doesn't go and show a strength in the derivative, in the Lekor Pekesa Masa, but to the contrary, it shows a weakness in the Lekor Pekesa Masa. What does it mean that it's a weakness? To be able to go and to rise to the occasion, to be able to be a podri, to be able to poid it, it has to have a stature, it has to have a status. However, this Lekor Pekesa Masa, since it's only a derivative, it's not the original Masa Sheni, when you're trying to go and be poid it, it cannot, Alima means it's not strong enough, Le Alima Kedushase, its Kedusha is not strong enough, the mitzvah pidyoina to be able to chap on. It's so weak and so tenuous, it's very difficult to try to grab it for purposes of pidyon. So therefore, no raya that the kal, or that the tofel is greater than the ikr. In this case, the tofel is so tofel, he can't be pointed. Frank, but let me give me another example. Hari tumura, dilukodshim lechayli al balmum kavua, vilu ihi chayla tumura, mikoy period. Or the iu chayla, what does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is that what happens if you want to go and bring a carbon, and you find a carbon, a behemah balmum, you bought a behemah balmum, you have a behemah balmum in your corral, and now you go and say, I am now designating and consecrating and being makdish this animal for a carbon. Since it's already a balmum, this carbon, this animal does not get kedushas aguf, it only gets kedushas domin. So what does that mean? What that means is you cannot bring it itself for a carbon. It does have kedusha for the value, for a chattis, for an oila, for a shlomim, or whatever it is. And since it's a balmum, you'll be poyed it, you'll sell it, take the money, and you'll buy another animal. However, says Imar, but it doesn't get a din of kedushas aguf. Why not? Because it started off on the wrong footing. It's a balmum. However, what happens if you have a tamura and you have two animals? One animal was the original kachim, and then you have chulin animal, and you say, zu, tamura, zu. You're not allowed to do that. Lo yachlifen, v'lo yomer oisai. Lo ra betoy, v'lo toiv bira. Regardless of whether the new second animal, the chulin animal, is better than the first animal, or is worse. Now, what do we mean, ra betoiv teibara? Do we mean conduct in school, that among its friends, it's a bully, or it's a causes tzuras? No, ra betoiv teibara means a tam, as opposed to a balmum. Toiv means it's a tam, ra means it's a balmum. Ah, and the Torah says, don't do it. Whether or not the first carbon that you already had been makdish was a balmum, or whether it was a tam, whether the chulin is a balmum, lo yachlifen, lo yomeroisai, le toy bera, le rabetai. What happens if you did it? Vayehu usmerasa yek oil. Really? That means a tamura animal, even though you started off with a ra, with a bal mum, the kedusha is chal. Kedushas haguf, not just kedushas dam. If you're wondering, well, what difference does it make? You can't bring it for a carbon anyway, so I have to go and void it. So Rashi says that there are other considerations like giza va'avoida, whether or not you're allowed to go and work with this animal until you're poided. If you're talking about the case of the kedushas damim animal, then there is no iser of giza va'avoida. However, if you're talking about the tamura animal, which originally was a balmum, then there would be a din of giza va'avoida. Anyway, I'm Barashi, but the point of all of this is, I see that the tamura, which is a derivative, obviously, you were not makdish the tamura. The tamura was a derivative of an original animal. The original kochim, if I would have taken an original animal, which was a balmum, and said, okay, I make you into an oila, chattas, a shlom, whatever, gunish. It only has din of kedushas, domim. By making, however, a tamura, which was originally balmum kavua, v'ilu I chayla. So you see that you can have a derivative, the tofel, being chomer mino iker. And for the Gemara, there's a different...
This is contradiction to what we just learned before, that you can have part
the... Exactly, that's what the Gemara's kash is. The Gemara is saying, we wanted to go and learn Oyla from Achatos, and say, Madach by Achatos, not only is there a mitzvah, but there is even, it's ma'akif, that you have to go and shecht it in the Tzofin Huazar. Since the whole Makor of Achatos is from Oyla, Vada mi'akif. How is it possible that a tofel, that is the derivative, the chata, should be mocham with the meikar? Impossible. Says Yomar, who says it's impossible? I find that tamura, which is a derivative, is more chomer than the ikar, than the original carbon, because the original carbon, you cannot go, I'm sorry? Yeah, exactly. It's not chal on the balmum, and here it is chal on the mum, on a balmum. So l'chayra, it shows that a tamura has more kedusha, more strength, it's heavier than the original being makdisha carbon. Every Gemara, that's not a right. You know why? Because tamura mikoyach kodshim ka'asya. The kodshim mikoyach ulin ka'asya. The Gemara says a very, very nice svara here. What the Gemara is saying is, every single tamura, it wasn't originally kodosh, its kedusha all stams, it all comes from, it emanates from the original carbon. That original carbon was a nice, starker carbon and had old kedusha. So now all I'm doing is I'm extending the kedusha of the original carbon to this new animal, to what was previously chulin, which I'm now making into tamur. Well, this is heavy intensity kedusha from an existing carbon. And now you're transferring it to the balmum, it's chal. Even though it's a balmum, it's chal. Mashenke, in the case of the original animal that you were makdish, the kochimikoyach chulin kasi, you started off with a regular, normal animal, chulin, and now you want to imbue it with new kedusha. This is new kedusha that you're trying to create at this very moment. Can't create kedusha in an animal which was chulin if it was a balmum. Mashein ken legabe the tamura, I'm not creating new kedusha. This is kedusha which has already been there for some time in the original animal. Oh, so this kedusha can transfer, not transfer, but it can extend from the original animal to the tamura animal. So, that's the reason why this would not be a clear case of a tuffel chomim and ikr, because here the tuffel is coming from heavy-duty kedusha, while the original, being makdish the animal, comes from original chulam. Furthermore, but I have another raya that you can have a tuffel chomim and ikr, and that's from Karm Pesach. As we've said many times in the past, already at the very beginning of the Masechta, Pesach is different than all other karbonis in the sense that on Erev Pesach, it's a Korban Pesach. But any other time of the year, it's called Moiser Pesach and has a din of Shlomim. Vari Pesach, tu einetoin, smicha, unisachim, utenuvis chavis vishoik. Baruch Hashem, it doesn't have all of these requirements, because you can imagine the chaos that would be going on Erev Pesach. Everybody has to come in smicha, and then you have the unisachim, and tu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made it much easier for us, so to speak. Vila Moisa today, if you leave this Karm Pesach over till after Pesach, Lamashal, now it's now Moisa Pesach. Oh, it's a Shlam. Oh, Shlam is Tain Smicha. And it's Achim. And to his Chavs Bishoy. Oh, so you see that you can start off with the Makor, the original, and still have the derivative should be more chomer and more kadosh than the original. So you could have a tofel which is chomer mina ikr. And for the Gemara, no. Pesach b'shari moisa shana shlomhu. Don't look upon the Pesach throughout the year that happens to be a derivative of the original Korban Pesach. No, that's a special limud. Remember, we had a couple of psukim earlier on in our Gemara which said that you should go and bring a Korban Pesach tzoynu vokar. The Gemara says, tzoynu vokar? I never heard of bringing a Korban Pesach from vokar. It can only be brought from tzoyn. So the Gemara, what it means to say is not that the Korban Pesach, but that the moiser of Pesach has a din of a shlomim, which can be brought from either tzoyn or vokar. So therefore, says our Gemara, don't look upon it as that this is a backup option for the Korban Pesach throughout the year. It's no longer Korban Pesach. Okay, it gets transformed into a shlomim. No. Look upon it as being like a brand new, born-again shlomim, that it was Taka Pesach until now, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when Pesach is over, at least when Erev Pesach is over, guess what happens? This Pesach is no longer a derivative, a backup option, or something like that. No, now it has a brand new status of a shlomim. So therefore, the two, if you will, are not really related, so you can't ask the kasha of the Tofel Chomer Min Hoich. Anyway, so bottom line is, since we answered all of these three kashas that we just posed, from the case of Maaseh Sheni, from Temura, and from Pesach, the Gemara blibes with the Kal V'Chomer that we started off with, that how do I know that Oilas Shechita and Kabbalas Adam, you have to do it in the Tzofin and it's Ma'akev, because I learned from Chatas, since Chatas is only derivative from an Oila, and we already said by Chatas, that there it is Ma'akev, based on a number of psukim that we had yesterday, so the Oila, which is the granddaddy, which is the source, the Chavada, that it is Mi'akev, and the Gemara tried to deflect that teretz, to push that teretz away three times, and the Gemara said, no kashas. So we have that first teretz. The boy you say, man, I have another makor than oila is Mi'akev. O makra, hu oila pimkoima tehe. Now what means hu oila? So, parshim shat hu oila is because you have the extra hay. But from Rashi is mashma, it's not the extra hay, but rather each time when we talk about l'moshel v'korban chatos, the korban osham, the Torah always says b'mkoy mashat tishcheres oila tishcheres chatos. Why does the Torah have to do that? Why can't the Torah just simply say by the chatos and the osham and any other kabbanis, go and do it safina? Every time we have to go back to the oila b'mokam shetishcheres oila tishcheres chatos. Oh, and where's the oila? That's safin. No, no, zol shtein safin. But the fact that each time the Torah repeats it, always the oila always got to be betzofen. So whenever I get to a derivative like a korban chatas, a korban moshem, whatever, I should always remember where's that oila. You know where the oila is. Oila is always tough. Oh yeah, you're right. Always tough, and it's even ma'akev b'diavad. So with this, we have concluded the discussion with regard to the requirements of tzofen by oila, and now we go on to osham. Osham inol in the boy tzofen. Why do I even say or suspect that Oshem requires Tzofin? Because the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said, the Kodshi Kedushim Shchitosu B'Tzofin. So the obvious candidates for that are the Oila, the Chatzas, and the Oshem. And I'm sure that Barry will add the Shalmei Tzibur as well. Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that today. But we're just mentioning that to round up all of the Kodshi Kedushim B'Tzofin. So which is the next one, Kodshi Kedushim B'Tzofin? Oshem. Oshem inol and the boy tzofen. How do I know the chsiv? B'mkoy mashi yishchetu es oila yishchetu es oshem. You see, it doesn't say go and check the oshem in tzofen. Mashi tu es oila yishchetu es oshem. Like the Mor just said, b'mkoy mitay. Okay, ashchen shchita. So I see that the shchita has to be b'tzofen. Kabbal minol and how do I know? Because the pasuk continue on. The very same pasuk says there's doma yizroik. Where is that pasuk? If you have number one or aleph in Torah Shalom. B'mkoy mashi yishchetu es oila. Yishchetu es ha'osham, same place in Tzofin. V'ezdomai Yisrael mizbeach Tzofin. Since the v'ezdomai is kind of in the same breath together with the shchita, so it comes to tell you now, the shchita has to be b'Tzofin in the mokam oila, but also domai Yisrael also on the mokam oila. It's kimbul dambul nami b'Tzofin.
Yisrael is referring to the Zrika, not to the Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we saying that's a source for the Kabbalah? Yishchetu is the Shchita, and Yizrok is the Zrika.
Okay, what you're saying is correct. But just the fact that the Torah puts together those words, it's a hekish to go and tell you, just like the Shchita has to be, then the Dam has to be. You're correct. But what you should do is you should put a period after the Yizdomai. B'mkoy m'shechitu was oily, Yishchetu was Hashem, Yizdomai. The same place that you're shechting, which is where in Tzofin, Yizdomai, make sure the Dam is also in the same place. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, it's kibudomi nabim tzofen. Why? How do I know that the Mekabel Adam also has to stand Mitzafayim? We already had this discussion yesterday. You could theoretically have an individual who is standing Bidorayim and he's sticking out his hands with the Mistrik and Safayim. Just like we said by the Sakin, right? The Sakin also can go from Gesundheit Mendi. Sakin also goes from the, could have a person with a very long Chalif, he's standing Mitzafayim and he's Shechting Bidorayim. So here too, you could have a situation, at least theoretically, that the Mekabel Adam is standing Bidorim. How do I know this is also that the Mekabel Atzmoy Minon, that he has to be standing Bidorim? Said Yimar, because it says in the Pasuk, not just Vidomoy, it says V'estomoy. So the S comes to go and be Marba, the Tofel to the Dam. Who's the Tofel Dam? The person that is doing the Avoida with the Dam. Ashkan Mitzvah, the Akim Minon, same question as we asked before. We now know that the mitzvah is to go and shech the mekabel adam the mokayim hu oila, which is tzafayim. How do I know that it's ma'akev? V'shachar esa keves. The wish to advise v'shachar esa keves. You have the second pasuk over here. V'shachar esa keves b'mokayim ashi yishchetu esa chatos v'esa oila b'mokayim ha'kodesh. Oh, oshem both chatos and oila. We'll talk about that shortly. Why do we have to say both? Chatos and Oshem are basically similar or almost identical. Fine, they're good. So now this pasuk clearly says again that the keves has to be geshocht and where the mokoyim achatos and mokoyim oila, and the chatos and oila we know is betzafayim. So the Torah was said it twice. Shana love a kosev liakev. Freitim v'haylochi udiyosa. Hi, boy, look at this anya. Now, what's the Gemara going to ask now? The first pasuk that we quoted by Asham is a pasuk in the Parsha of Ashamois. The Parsha of Ashamois figures in the very beginning of Parsha's Tzav, where it tells us, Lois Teres Asham. What are you supposed to do with an Asham? This second pasuk that we're quoting now, B'Shachar Esakeves, is talking specifically about Asham Metzayra. And in fact, you'll find it in the end of Parsha's Tazria, beginning of Metzayra, when it talks about the halachas pertaining to Kabbanis of the Metzayra. So what does it say? Is it coming to tell us to be ma'akev legabe the shechita and legabe the kabbalah sadam? I need it for something totally different. What is totally different? What does the Gemara mean to say? An Hashem Metzayra is totally different than all other kabbanis, in the sense that the dam is not used exclusively for zrika on the mizbeach, but rather it's used for hazoy sadam, number one, 7 times the towards the hechel. But in addition to that, and perhaps more significantly in terms of the distinction, is that you have to put some of the blood on the oizen, and then on the boyin yari yimonis, and the boyin ragla yimonis. That's very, very special. So now, without knowing anything further, I might have thought, could have thought, that the only din by the dam is just doing those things that we just spoke about, those hazois and on the boinyad, the bohoinois. I wouldn't know that you have to go and do it on the mizbeach at all, because it's such a dover chodosh. So therefore says Yomar, dover shoyi bechlal, the karman osham or asham mitzoyra, was bechlal all of the kabbanis, and specifically part of all of the kabbanis osham. The yotzalinim dover chodosh, but it's brand new in the sense, as we've said, we'll talk about in a moment, about these behindness. So you can't just go and put it back into its original place, until the Torah tells you specifically, yeah, it was yoytzim in a cloud, but that doesn't mean that it's totally different in every respect. It's keitzad. Why does the pasuk finish off kichatas oshem ulakoyin? It would have been enough just to say b'shachar zakim b'kaimish yishchad esachatas v'yesu oyla. Ma atam leim kichatas oshem. Lefi sheyotzo Hashem mitzoyra lidim edavar achodesh. The Hashem mitzoyra is special and different. That has boin yad, boin regel, oizan ayimonis. It's not really in the order that they do it. It's oizan first, but the more is not being medactic in that. Anyway, maybe you divert and use all of the bloods towards these particular requirements, having nothing to do with the matan dam on the mizbech. Maybe Hashem would say that there's no zrikas dam on the mizbech. Maybe there's no emurah on the mizbech. Tam loy mekachatas oshem hu machatas to una matan dam veimur legam mizbeach. Avoshem Hashem would say to matan damim veimur legam mizbeach. Ah, so therefore says the Gemara, that's why I need the extra b'shachar sakev b'mekoyim b'shishchar sakhatas. So you thought that this is an extra pasuk and therefore shana alav hakosav la'akiv. No. We need this pasuk desperately because to set the record straight, don't allow your mind to start wandering and thinking Hashem Mitzrayim is totally different from all other Hashemahs. Maybe you don't need a Zrika Saddam altogether to put you on the right footing, and therefore you have no raya to our din of shana alav hakosav la'akiv to do the shechita also b'tzofayin. Says Yimara, if that was the sole kavana of this new pasuk in Parshas Asham Mitzoyra, to call you, tell you there too, there's a separate din of Shechita B'Tzofayin, not to tell you that it's Ma'akiv, but to tell you that just like with all other Hashamas, you have to have a Shechita B'Tzofayin. Here too, you have to have a Shechita B'Tzofayin. Why don't we start the other way around? Let us just have the pasuk by the Hashem Metzayra and say, since Hashem Metzayra is a din, you have to have Shechita B'Tzofayin. Oh, and then I have a second pasuk, generally by Hilchos Torah Asham, that it also has to be B'Tzofayin. Say, that's why it's Ma'akiv, because I started off. So, in other words, don't start off like we started until now, that the first pasuk is by the parsha of Zoyis Torah Asham, a parsha in Parshas Tzav, and then continue on, but I have another pasuk, and by Hashem Metzayra, so therefore that must be Shana Lov Kosali Akev. So you can't say that because I need that whole second pasuk because Hashem Metzayra is totally different. Yotzim in a cloud. Okay, fine. So let's start off with that pasuk by the Hashem Metzayra, and now learn all other Hashemas from it. Why do I have to have a separate pasuk by the generic normal Torah so Hashem L'Chayes Shana Lov Kosali Akev? So why don't you go and say that that would be the right that it's Ma'akev from the second pasuk by Hashem generally. Zukhi Marak, imke nichtu b'hai, let it only say b'Hashem Mitzrayim. Well, nichtu b'hai, it doesn't have to say generally, I'll learn one from the other. Says, imah hanich esvir alon yotza lidem medover achadish. Iyu hu, to legomim mechloloi, aval kloloi gomim minei shapir. Eli esvir alon, vlei hu gomim mechloloi, vlei kloloi gomim minei, hai legufei itztrich. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is, you just said now a moment ago that the pasuk by Hashem Metzayra is not surplus, not extra, not iberik. Why? Because I need it. I would not have known that you need B'Tzofayin, since after all, Hashem Metzayra is so different in complexion. How is it different? With the behoinus and the whole Geshaft. So therefore, says Gemara, okay, so I cannot learn the Hashem Metzayra from general, generic Hashemites. I understand that. So let's go and do the reverse. And therefore start over the Hashem Metzayra, and now learn all the Hashemites from it. Says the Gemara, it depends. When you're talking about the fact that Dover Hayotzim in a cloud, that what's the din? Since it's so different, you cannot go and start learning from somewhere else. Hashem Metzayra, lead them Dover HaChodesh, that since the Torah told us these Groysa Chidushim, therefore I can't learn Hashem Metzayra from Hashemites generally. Do you say the reverse as well? That you cannot learn Hashem is generally from the Hashem Mitzoyra. That's the Dover Shoyi Bechlal. We ought to lead him a Dover Achodesh. He ought to show Lachzi, the Kalachi, and goes, well, a Fadish. So you have to have the Torah repeated, not because it's Iberic, but to go and tell us that the same Allah that applies to Hashem is generally also applies to Hashem Mitzoyra. So maybe the Svara also works fakert, that after I have the first part of Hashem Mitzoyra, I need another pasuk elsewhere to tell us that the other Hashemites are just like Hashem Metzayra. Because since Hashem Metzayra is so different, just like you cannot learn it from Hashemites generally, you can't learn Hashemites generally from the Hashem Metzayra. Therefore, says Yimar, Isvir Hanicha, I'm reading again from the bottom, Mem Tesem Adav. Last two lines. Hanicha Isvir Alon Yotzel Yitim Edover Chodesh. Ihu Hudlo Megam Mechlole. I cannot learn Hashem Metzayra from elsewhere, because it's Lidoy Medevra Chodosh, Avol Kloloi Gomaminei, however, the Klal I could learn from it, even though it happens to be so Mechudosh. Nevertheless, I'll be Svara, I could say, Okay, it's taka special, but now I'm going to learn the generic regular ashamais from that korban asham mitzayim. That being the case, what do I need an extra pasuk for? Just learn it directly from asham mitzayim. The fact that the poet wrote a separate pasuk by asham is generally that comes to tell you that it's ma'akif. But yisvidol and lehu gom mechlolev lekloli gom minei. Since asham mitzayim is so different than all other ashamais, not only can you not learn it from the other Hashemites, but you can't learn the other Hashemites from it. So Hailagufa Yitzchak. So each one is needed for itself. Hashemitzayr, I need a pasuk to tell you, it's so fine. Hashemitzayr is such a dover chodosh, and I can't learn the other Hashemites from it, because how can I learn from it? It's so mechudosh. It's so novel. That's why it has a din of tzafayin. It has a bainos. It has the oizen. But maybe over here, the gabi regular shamas is not required to be tzafayin. So I need a separate pasuk. So it's not ibrik. If it's not ibrik, then I don't have a ride that it's ma'akif. Evdi Gemara, you made a very good point. However, kim dehadre, ahadre. What does the Gemara mean with that? The Gemara means to say is, if you go back to the pasuk by the Hashem Mitzoyra, that happens to be a relatively long pasuk. What's relatively long? It says, v'shochet es hakeves b'mkoyim ha'shiyishchet es hachates v'es ha'oyla b'mkoyim ha'koyish. Okay, so I already know. If somebody asks you, where do you shech the Hashem Mitzoyra? The same place as the Chatzis and Oila. Where's the Chatzis and Oila? In Tzofay. So I have my answer. But then the pasuk continues, Ki chachatas ho'oshem hu la'koyin kodesh osh. Why do I have to say chachatas ho'oshem? In other words, it's just like a chatzis in Bitzofay. The Oshem is also Bitzofay. Shkoyach, I know that. How many times do you have to go and drill it into my ears? I was listening very carefully. V'shach l'zachevis, where do you go and shech the kevis? Bimkoyim the Chatzis and Oila, which means Tzofay. Yeah, don't listen again. The Hashem is just like the Chatzis. Why does the Torah repeat it over here? So this is the Shana Lava Kos of the Akev to tell you, talk it two times, to tell you not just once, but also a second time to tell you that it is Ma'akev. Now where is that Ma'akev? Of course, so far by the Hashem Mitzayra. How do I know other Hashem is? Oh, to be continued. So Kimura Vaiter, Omali Mar Zutra Beredra Meri L'Ravina. All you've proved from this pasuk is that it says in the pasuk a second time, kachatas o'osham. So you're saying kachatas o'osham, that's referring to the makam ashchita, and that's telling you the tzofin, and telling you to be ma'akev. Ve'ezot, maybe the ahadri is going on the matan domim as well as the emurim. Zokti Yomara, Omli Marzutra, to Ravina, Eimaki Ahadri Kro, the reason why the Torah had to say Chatzis Osham, Legabi Matan Domim Veimurim, Zeboi Kahuna, that requires a koyin. Why would I say Matan Domim Veimurim Legabi Kuna? Because remember the pasuk ends off, Chatzis Osham Hu, La Koyin, Koydish Kedoshim Hu. That obviously is not referring to the Shechita, because we all know the Shechita is Kosher Bizarre. So if it says, Vishachel Zekimim, Koyim Mashishchet Chatzis, Yes Oilim. Then it says kichatas oshem hu la koyin. It's referring to something else. It's not referring to the shechita. And so therefore, it says Yomar this kichatas oshem hu the ahadri kro. Maybe the gabi matan dom. Maybe the gabi the mizbeach. The boy kahuna. Av shechita libay kahuna. Loi mi boy tzofin. Maybe you don't have to go and snap ma'akev since there's no din of koyin. The gabi the din of shechita. Everyone came name a kroki kachatas who? My kachatas or oshem who? Bisharash, period. What does the Gemara mean to say? That the ahadri kro is very expansive. It's not just that it says kachatas who. We already said one time that the shechita of the oshem has to be mokam achatas, mokam oilam. And then we're repeating kachatas. We're saying kachatas or oshem who la koyin. You could have said kachatas who. That we're talking about the pasuk to Hashem Mitzayr. So you could simply say that this carbon that we're discussing, that should be just like the chatas. Why is the chatas awesome? Oh, from that extra word, awesome comes to tell you the further limudim as well. In Cain, Nekmekroki chatasu, my chatas awesome, kishara shamas yihia. It should be just like shara shamas. Well, I probably skipped a line. Avashkitale by kahuna nochbo. Said Omalei Rab Mar on the fourth line. Omalei Marzutu Bereda, Mary the Ravina, Emiki Hadri Kro, the Gabi Matan Domin, Beimun, the boy kahuna, Shtetach. Maybe you don't need tzofin over there. In other words, maybe it's not ma'akiv after all. So they were, come to tell you, Geshar Hashemis Yeh. So it's going to tell you, just like other Hashemis, that it's going to be Bitzofoin and Takim Akiv. Freiti Mara. We just said now in the Pasuk, both the term that this Hashem should be Bimkoim the Oila and Bimkoim the Chatzas. What's the Lashon HaPasuk again? Shtein Pasuk, B'shochtu Es HaKeves, B'shochet Es HaKeves, B'mkoim HaShishkat Es HaChatos, V'yesa Oila. But since both Chatos and Oila are B'tzofayn, so why do the Torah say both? You know, it would be enough to go and say Chatos. Enough to say Oila. Why do you have to go and say both? Zokti Yimara, Lo B'yakshu L'chatos, B'shu L'Oila, Amar Avina Itzrech, Yakshu L'chatos, L'yakshu L'Oila, for only say Chatos, Avimina Chatos, Mehichan Lomdo, Me Oila. How do I know Chatzis? Chatzis doesn't say anywhere in the Torah it has to be Tzofay. Chatzis you learn each time from the Oila, because it always says, go and shech the Chatzis from Makam Oila. So therefore we have now a Hekish. We say Chatzis is Doimit to Oila, just like Oila is B'tzofay, Chatzis is B'tzofay. So Timori, actually Chatzis, actually Oila v'mina Chatzis mehechen lamda, how do I know Chatzis? Me Oila. So Dover alamed behekish, choyza malamed behekish. If the whole Mekor of Oshem is from Chatzis, and the whole Mekor of Chatzis is from Oila, so then I have back-to-back Hekishes. And we know that that is, doesn't illegal. Work. Illegal, yeah. Or at least it's not an effective legal way of learning Hilchois Kodshim. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, by non-Kodshim that works. You can have multiple back-to-back Hekish. But when coming to Kodshim, back-to-back Hekish doesn't work. So that's why the Gemara, that's why the Torah has to say, but the Hashem Metzorah, don't talk about Chatzis. It's Mokama Oila, Mokama Oila. So that's the original Makar. So I'm now going directly from Oshem to Oila, so I don't have to, or from Oila to Oshem, I don't need to have that Chatzis in between to be the additional extension cord going from Oila to Chatzis and then from Chatzis to Oshem. That would be a double Hekish. So I'm going to read Mary Larvina, Vinikshila Oila, Vinikshila Chatzis, the obvious reverse side of the coin. So let's just say Oila, who needs Chatzis for? Said, I'll tell you why. Have a minute of a little hekish, choizam alam the hekish. The Torah over here, Ravina says, wants to teach you a basic lesson in hil chois kodshim. That when you have a double lamb hekish, you cannot be choizam alam the hekish. I would have thought that you could be choizam alam the hekish. And if you're going to say, v'chitema nikshi akushi lechatos, then why doesn't the Torah say only chatos that learn the din of shachar sekeves by the korban Oshem, just learn it from the Karm Chatzis. What do I need the oil for if you're holding the double lam the hekish, choizam lam the hekish? So tomorrow, but then you're going to go and answer. I'll tell you why I went and brought in oil. Because nichele de makish le the ikr, vle makish le the tofel. After all, if I'm trying to learn Oshem from some source, am I not better learning it from the initial first source, which is the Oila, rather than learning from the Tofel, which is the secondary source? So even if I could, even if you held Dover Halam Behekish, Choyzim Alhamid Behekish, Zokti Yimara, but why should I have to come on to that? Why shouldn't I just learn directly from first what they say by Oila? But what do they always say by writings, that you have a primary source and a secondary source? So why don't you learn from the primary source? Why shouldn't you learn from the secondary source? And therefore, says Yimara, Hachi actually chatzis, the actually oila. That's the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu especially put in that the Oshem you learn both from the chatzis, the secondary source, and the oila, the primary source. Lemeimer davalam behekish ain a choizem lam behekish. Only over here I'm throwing in the chatzis. However, anywhere else, don't learn hekish from hekish. Chuli lebechatzis. That's why I'm putting in oila. We're learning it from oila. So what do I need chatzis for? To tell you. Here I'm giving you the makar, so to speak, the primary source to tell you that ein hekish choizim alam ben hekish, and that's why it wasn't enough just to go and say chatzis. That's why I threw in the oila. So then, just put in the oila because I wanted to tell you only over here, but everywhere else, be careful. Don't allow for a hekish being choizim alam ben hekish. So this is now makar number one for this rule of dover lam ben hekish ein choizim alam ben hekish. This is Ravina. From the fact by the Hashem Metzoyda that brings in both the Chatzis and the Oila. Rav Amayach, I have another Rai. Tichsiv. Mehacha, Tichsiv, Vishnei. Kashi Yura Mishor Zivachashlam. Now, where is this Pasuk? This is the Pasuk in the Par Koyin HaMashiach. What does it say by the Par Koyin HaMashiach? It says over there, this actual Pasuk itself is by the Par Koyin HaMashiach, and it's telling us the din that just like by Shlomim, you have to go and put on the Mizbech, the Eimerin. What do those Eimerin include? They include the Seris HaKoved and the Shtei HaKloyois. Same thing is by the Parakon HaMashiach. Now, Freyti Mora, Lamai Hilchasa, why is it necessary to go and say, just like the Shares of HaShlamim, do also by the Parakon HaMashiach, Eli Seris HaKoved Shtei HaKloyois, Beguf HaKsev, look in that Parsha itself. The Parakon HaMashiach is a very expansive Parsha. We've had this already about a week ago, 10 days ago. Remember, you learned from that Kasha Osa, Ken Osa, etc. Anyway, so the point is that this is spelled out in great detail in the Parsha of the Parakon HaMashiach. So, Oy Bazoi, it's Bekuf Eksev. Why is it necessary to throw in Kasha Yuram? I'll tell you why. Shem Deboi Agmuri Yoyser, Sakobit Shtei Akloyes, Mi Parham Dovshul Tzibur, the Seire Avoidas Kechovim. The Parham Dovshul Tzibur is that posik that says, V'osel Leparach, Kasha Osel Leparach Atos, Ken Yi Oseloi. And the Gemara says about that, those are two parashas back to back. The first parasha is the Parakon HaMashiach, right after the Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur. The Parahelim Shel Tzibur that says, V'osel Apar, do the same thing for this part, like it says in the previous one. So now, it also says, Parachatos, and the Gemara learns from Chatos, La'suyeh Seir Avodis Kechavim. So I'm learning out from the Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur, where this V'osel Kasher Osel Pasik appears, I'm learning out, for instance, among other things, the Seir Avodis Chachavim, the Seir Avodis Chachavim, they also have to have those same emurim of the Yeseris HaKavodesh Deyaklais. Now, Begufei Loiksiv, in the Parham Dovash Tzibur itself, it doesn't even tell us. It just says, it doesn't say what you put out in terms of the emurim, just a generic term, put the chaylev. What does that include? Where do I learn it from? The Parakon Mashiach Udegoma. I learned it from the Osel Apar, I learned it from the previous Parakon Mashiach. Now the question is,
transplanted the word par, was that right? Was that where we...
That was one of the drushes, yeah. If you go back about 10 dots, what you're saying is correct. So, Freyti Mora, now the question is, that's the reason why I need the Kashiyuram, which is also in the parashas Koina Mashiach, to have a command the kosset begufei, to have a dabra alam behekish, choizem lamed behekish. What's bothering the Gemara now? What's bothering the Gemara is I'm learning Seir Avodis Chachavim that they also require as part of the Emurim, the Aseres HaKavodesh, the Akleis. Where do you learn the Seir Avodis Chachavim from? You learn it from Harald Dom Shul Tzibur. Where do you know the Parakon HaMashiach from? You know that from the Parakon HaMashiach. So don't we have a hekish, back-to-back hekishes? Ay, 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 ay. Ah, that's why the Torah says, Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach HaShlam. Where there too, the Torah requires Yeseris HaKavdish Le'eklais. And Rashi points out, like the Morris said earlier, I don't need that by the Parakon HaMashiach because I already spoke it out beferish that you need the Yeseris HaKavdish Le'eklais. Em Eino Inyan to the Parakon HaMashiach, Teneu Inyan to the Par Helmut HaVashel, Tzibur. Why is it important that I now, today in the parashah of Shul Tzibur, that it should be as if this halach of Shtei HaKloyes and the Aseres HaKavod, it's as if it was written out explicitly and expressly.
And available for a hekesh to Sirei Avodah
Zechavim, even without having to resort to the Parakon HaMashiach. By the fact that the Parakon HaMashiach, it was repeated, and they certainly don't need the repetition, so we move it over now to the Parakon HaMashiach. It's as if it's now
fresh,
resident.
Fresh.
It's now, it's not because it's derivative, it's as if it's a brand new posik in the middle of the Parakon HaMashiach to say that Yeseres HaKavod Shtei HaKloyes, and from that I can learn this Sirei Avodah Zechavim, and they don't have a hekesh, like mid hekesh, I'm just learning from one hekesh directly. Very good. Why did the Bnei Shalom have to go and write it in the Parakon HaMashiach and then go and say we're talking about Kashiyurim? Why didn't the Torah say Kashiyurim in the parish of Helm Dover itself, and you don't have to go and schlep it from one place to the other? So the Bnei Kosa Begufei for would say it beferish for Yakish, and I wouldn't learn it from that original Hekish. Have a minute double the Hekish Choizer Malamed beHekish. I would have thought that, yeah, what's the problem? Call the Torah Kula. You can learn one Hekish from another. You can learn it over here too. And therefore, that's why the Torah, V'chiteima, Nakshi Akushe, therefore, here too, I could learn it, Parham Devavah. Sira Boris Chachovim from Paradom Shul Tzibur, Paradom Shul Tzibur from Parakoin HaMashiach, Nichalei the Kasve Begufe. So if you're asking, why Taka, don't we learn? If you hold that a double Lumbah Hekish, you can be Choizam Lumbah Hekish, so then, taka nakish akushe. Why do we have to try to transfer it to be resident in Heledav Shiltziva by the fact that you have the kasha yuram by Barakan Mashiach? Just learn your normal hekish hekish and finish. What's the problem? Nichle de kufay. The Gemara said akishle akushe lahachi. Or nichale the kasha begufay mid akishle akushe lahachi kasvi ve akshe lememra devlam hekish and chozum lahem hekish. The fact that the Torah threw in the kasha yuram in the parish of Karim Paran Mashiach, where the parish of Mashiach doesn't need it, so now we're going to move it over to the parish of Mishul Tzibur. So it's as if it's written be'egufay. It's a teach you a lesson, Chavra. Don't think about learning Hekish. In a Hekish, you cannot. Therefore, you have to go and learn it directly from the Gufay, which we have now transferred from the Shlomim to the parish of Mashiach, and the parish of Mashiach now to the parish of Mishul Tzibur, as if it's written there expressly.
What's the problem? A hekesh is not something you're developing on your own. Mm-hmm. If it's all has to be a Kabbalah from Moshe.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times where you have a hekesh and you mm-hmm. learn, and times when you don't.
Exactly.
Why is Kachim so sensitive to having this hekesh to hekesh limud?
This must be again from, as you just said so correctly, from Toyus Moshe Rabbeinu, Lachal Moshe Messina.
But you could always cut it out and limit and say, here we do and here we don't. Here we have Hekesh, here we don't have Hekesh.
Nowadays,
I can't make a Hekesh on my own.
That's why we have the Rav and Ravina and the Chazal. 100%. So tomorrow, back to this. So now from here, you see in the parentheses, Hekesh, Ugzei Reshova, and Kal V'Choymer, and leaves out Ubinyan Av, that's the test, Ubinyan Av, Simen. From now, for the next blot or two, the Gemara is going to go through, just like we talked about Hekesh, back-to-back with a Hekesh, what about a Gzer Shova, back-to-back with a Gzer Shova, what about a Kal V'Chomer, back-to-back with a Kal V'Chomer, and a Binyan Av, back-to-back with a Binyan Av. But it's more than that. We're also going to say, once you have a Hekesh, can you then learn a Gzer Shova min a Hekesh? Can you learn a Kal V'Chomer min a Hekesh? Can you learn a Binyan Av min a Hekesh? And when we started with Gzer Shova, can you learn a Hekesh from a Gzer Shova? Kal V'Chomer from a Gzer Shova. That's going to be the next Gemaras. It's not difficult in terms of understanding. It's each time just to hold cup. Which pasuk are you using for what limud, and where did you say you can, or where did you say you cannot? So we'll see that in Mir Tashem in the Gemara. So Zok Dibar, Tavar Lamed Behekish, Ein Chozim Lamed Hekish. How do we know that rule? Imed Ravina, or Rava Imed Ravina. We just learned it, and 10 seconds ago we started off Rava at the top, where he learned that Megabe the din of Karban Oshem, the fact that it has to say both Chatzos and Oyla. Why have Chatzos and Oyla? Why can't you go and learn it directly from Chatzos? You can't learn from Chatzos because Chatzos you learn from Oyla. So why don't you go and just say Oyla to go and teach this halacha that you can only do it by going to the primary source, to the Oyla. You can't go to the Chatzos and the Chatzos go to the Oyla because you have a Hekesh, man, a Hekesh. So that was one limud. Or the second limud we just had now from Ravina, the fact that we have to have the Kasha Yuram Mishor Zeva Chashlamim to go and tell you the Gabi the Park of Mashiach, and then we export that to the Par Helenov Shal Tzibur. They have to learn a Migufe because you can't learn a Hekesh Min a Hekesh. Okay, so we have those two Mekayis. Now the question is, Ukti Yimara, Dover Alam Behekesh, Maushi Lame Bigzeira Shava. Now that I know a Halacha Behekesh, can I further extend it through the mechanism of the Shava? It's Toshima. Let's try to bring it right. Rav Nosson Menav Tolmes Oyme Minayin Lepricha, Bibigodim Shi Tahira. What is the Gemara telling us? By a regular mitzoira, the Torah tells us something which is very, very novel. What did the Torah say very novel? That what happens if a person has a negatzeras on his body? So then he has a din of a mitzoira with all of the related, pertinent rules and regulations. But what happens if that tzeras spreads? Well, it keeps on getting worse and worse until now it was only inch by inch. It has to be kigris, and now it's 5 inches. Now it's 3 feet. Now it's 4 feet. Ay, ay, ay. What happens once the entire body is full of the nega tzaras? Says the Torah, kulay hafach lavan tahir hu. If you have a pricha, a spreading of the tzaras, it goes me roisha v'yad ragla, from his toes to his nose, nose to his toes. Really, not literally, because it's even higher than the nose. It goes all the way to the head.
Top of the head.
All the way. Anyways, it goes from top to bottom.
It's a whitey.
Okay. Then kulay hafach lavan tohiru. Okay, very nice. What's it din legabi begodim? You can have a negatzeras and a begot. Really? Yes, you can have a negatzeras and a begot. So what happens now? If it happens to be, you just have a blemish on a begot, you have to go and wash it out. And the Torah says, if it doesn't move even after all the washings, and you have to go and cut that piece out, and then you have to burn it, and then if it spreads, then the whole thing has to be burned and finished. What happens if the Negat Zerah spreads the entire Beged from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top? Same thing like Abbe Vayin Adam. Said Ram Nosan Barav Tulis. Oymer, Minayin Apricha, the Begodim, that it spreads all over the entire Beged. She Tahira, that it becomes Tahir. This is here, obviously counterintuitive. You would think the more it gets spreads and spreads and spreads, it gets worse and worse. And that's true. Until you get to that final inch, now it's totally, the body is totally full of tzaras, or the beged full of tzaras, says Rav Nosson ben Haftolmes, it is now tar. How do I know? Where do I have that pasuk? We have number two over here. V'ra'kein achrei hu kabeis es ha-nega. V'ina li'hofach ha-nega. Say no, v'nega le'tfosa tomihu, v'eches ufenu, v'cheses hi, v'korachtoi oi v'gabachtoi. So you have this special language, korachtoi oi v'gabachtoi. Okay. Now, what does it say about Adam? Oh, so you see, they have the same terms, both by Begin and by Adam. So, Malalon Parabakulai Tahar. Afkan Parabakulai is Tahar. Aha. So now, just like by Adam, same thing applies to a Begin.
Who's
going to want to
wear that bag?
That's up to you. Yeah, at least you can donate it to a tzedakah and then try to get a tax write-off. Anyway, Freddy Mar Bahasav Minolan, how do I know Taka the din of Pricha by Adam? Tiksime Roisha Viad Raglov, the Iskish Roisha Lurega, Malalan Kule Hofach Lovan, Kule Hofach Lovan, Parabakule Tor, Afkan Kule Hofach Lovan, Parabakule is Tor. So, what's the rye from all of this? So, what the Gemara leaves out is one additional point, and that is when you're talking about Tzaras or Adam, there are different simone tumas tzaras, whether it's on the oyer habasar of a metzora, or whether it happens to be a nesek al roishoy or al zekonoy. What's the difference? The Torah says, for instance, the blemish, the nega that you find throughout the body, that's usually seyer lovan parachboy, not parachboy, but it grew over it, a seyer lovan. And when you're talking about a nesek, which means on the head, or on the beard, on the face, there it talks about Seir Tzohiv. Tzohiv means it has such a golden U to it. U-H-U-E. But I'm not referring to you, Chas V'Shom. You should never be a Tzohiv. Okay, anyway. So all the point of all this is, one of them has the Garachas V'Kabachas, the other one has Miroish V'Adraglav. So how do I therefore know to extend that further to the Begodim? I have to go from one Hilchos Metzora to the other Hilchos Metzora, from the Nesek to the Or Basar, just like when the Nesek I say it's a Karach the Gabachas and the whole thing, same thing we got the Or Basar. So now we're learning from the Or Basar to the din of the Begin, Begotten. So says the Gemara, so I have over here the same type of situation. What's the situation? I'm Dover Halomid Behekish. Hekish is that I'm learning the Or Basar to the case of the Nesek of the Roish, that's the Meroish of Yad Raglov, and then after I have that Hekish, then I'm extending it further with Xeira Shova. What's Xeira Shova? Karachas V'Gabachas, Karachas V'Gabachas. Ah, so L'Choyer I've been poishit my Shaila. The Gemara asked, Dova Lomid Behekish, Mao Shilamid B'Xeira Shova. I see from Anos Ben Avtumas says, Alachot, yes, that you can extend from a Hekish to a Xeira Shova, the Gabi Distin of the total Pericha on the Negev. Frank the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shkoyich, your teretz is beautiful. However, b'chalat teretz kula lemaiden lami mi lami. That wasn't the shaila. You're talking about hilchos mitzoyra, the gabe your pericha nishpricha. We're not talking about karbonis now. We're talking about whether or not a pericha of the tzaras in the beged, whether that makes it totally Torah or not. It's so that avada lemaiden lami mi lami. That's not a problem. And therefore, that's what I want to know. The Gabi Kodshim. Tim Kane, Lo Yemit Safoina, Ba'oshem, Batesim, Xer Shova. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to Taka bring a Raya for Kodshim. So, how do I know for Kodshim? We start off with a Hekish. You can further extend it with Xer Shova. So, Gemara, Tim Kane, Lo Yemit Safoina, Ba'oshem, Batesim, Xer Shova, the Kodshi Kadushim, Mechatois. He says, if you're holding that you cannot learn a Hekish, but a Hekish. But you could learn a Hekish and then have a follow-up back-to-back Zera Shava, so then I have a good idea. Don't say Tzofim Barsham, of course it doesn't say Tzofim Barsham, but take the Zera Shava and learn it from a Chatas with the words Kachi Kedushim. Would it say Kachi Kedushim? So you have the Rashi on the bottom brings the two Psukim, two lines from the bottom. Kabi Chatas Ksiv, Tishochet a Chatas. Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, and then Ba'ashim Ksiv Zoyis Teres Ashim Kodesh Kedoshim Hu. Ah, so it says Kodesh Kedoshim in both spots. So therefore, learn the din. How do I know that Chatas is Bitzafoyin? I learned that from an Oiler. How do I learn it from an Oiler? But the Hekish. The Mokemai She Yishchat as a Oiler, Tishachar a Chatas, or Shachar as a Chatas, Mokem Oiler. So bottom line is, I learned it from a Hekish to Oiler, and now I want to extend from Chatas to Ashim. Don't learn them with the hekish, because then you get into trouble. So learn now with the Gzeira Shava. What's the Gzeira Shava? But both of them, both by the Chatas and by the Ashim, it says Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim, oh, can the Chalim from Kodesh Kedoshim, Kodesh Kedoshim. Lav the Memra, the fact that the Torah doesn't allow for that. In other words, the fact that that's not the limud based on this hekish and Gzeira Shava, but rather it was based on that earlier pasuk that we have by the Ashim, we learn by the Ashim and Torah, it says both Mokah Mechatzis and Mokah Mo'ilah, you're supposed to go and check in that same place, that which is the Tzofen place, both for the Chatzis and for the Oilah. Mm-hmm. Why did you have to go and say both? Why didn't you just go and say just the Oilah alone? To go and tell you, because you cannot learn it from Mechatzis alone because of the Hekish problem. So as Yomar says, why don't we learn it with the Gzeirah Shava? Right. What's the Gzeirah Shava? Here's Kodesh Kedoshim, Kodesh Kedoshim. It's lav the memel lechoy. The fact that we don't learn it that way is coming to tell you that double lam hekish ain't lechoy to lav gzeirah shava. So lechoy have a good mekar. So tomorrow, what's the right? We do mishum the ikal mifrach. Maybe because you can go and ask a kasha. Ma lechata shekim mechaperes al chayove krisis. What does the Gemara mean to say? That even though we're learning a nice gzeirah shava, but you can only learn gzeirah shava if it's mufne, and especially if it's mufna mishnei tzedodim. It has to be mufna, meaning that I don't need those extra words, and those extra words are totally extra, totally available for learning drushes. And in fact, the Kodesh Kedoshim is totally available. Why? Because says Rashi all the way on the bottom, fat last line, v'truvayu k'siv v'yikach koirach, l'chol chatosim u'l'chol ha'shama ma'sheh yeshiva li, Kodesh Kedoshim l'chol v'hul v'lenecha. So it says both by the Chatas and the Ashim, it says already Kodesh Kedoshim. So why did I have to have a separate pasuk by Chatas? Tishachar Chatas, Kodesh Kedoshim, who? And by Ashim, we said, Zoyis Teres Ashim, Kodesh Kedoshim, who? Ah, come to Chos, both of those Kodesh Kedoshim are both Iberic, they're both
available,
because they are both Mufnet, so I could learn Exeter Shava, Zokti Mora, by the fact that I could have learned a Hekish and then do a back-to-back Zerah Shava, and I didn't. The Chayav Arai from that, Kodesh Kedoshim, Yisedik Sivi, is the Harai that just like you don't do a Hekish and a Hekish, you don't do a Hekish and then further to a Zerah Shava. Mishum, tomorrow we're going to continue on from Hekish to a Kal V'Chomer.